Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. It's cold. It's windy. It's raining. Let's get out and play a round of golf. Got some tee times available. I'll have them coming up for you in a couple of minutes. You know, we're getting back into whatever is coming next, the new normal, because there's so much more traffic on the road. We are officially in Tier 3. We don't want to go backwards. So, of course, we're doing social distancing. We're wearing our wonderful masks. But in Tier 3, there's some changes on the golf course. And the two biggest changes, per Wes Wairahua, the executive director and CEO of the Aloha Section PGA in Hawaii, tee times are set to 6 minutes apart now, and shotgun events are allowed up to 160 players. The weather is going to be wet and windy again today, a little wetter than it was yesterday. Some of the showers heavy at times, and the trade winds are blowing 15 to 25. Oh, they're going to go back up. Yeah, 15 to 30 tomorrow. Meantime, we're going to be wet, so take out your rain gear. Make sure it's in good working order. It's been a while since we've had this much rain for so long. So those tee times, if you're on the Big Island, they're looking for an operator for Volcano, where it's 56 degrees and raining, of course. Call Kamehameha Schools. Makalei has a 926. Poipu, Southside Men's Club on the course, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, a 940. Bayview has a 1010. Makaha East has a 912. Wailea on the blue course, 840, 930, and 1250. And Maui Nui has an 1108. Got a really great show for you today. Ron Syrak's going to kick it off with us. Mike Johnson, Hot List team member, senior equipment editor, Golf Digest. It's all about the Hot List. And Bart Folk is calling in, CEO of Pitch Fix. We're going to be giving away the Aqua Brush, such a cool iron cleaning device. It's so good. Plus, of course, the Pitch Fix. We're going to give that away, too. And Mark Rolfing, analyst and commentator, NBC and Golf Channel, will be with us. But first, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. Brought to you by these fine sponsors. Bayview Golf Course, the best value in golf in beautiful Kaneohe. Dr. Carlson Spine and Pain Clinic in Kailua. MD Restoration, floods, broken water pipes, 24/7 cleanup. And RCM Construction for concrete spalling repairs.
Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism awardee, LPGA Media Excellence Award recipient, author, Vision 54 Trilogy, Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. By the way, that's in 8 languages. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Didn't you caddy once for Annika Sorenstam?
I did. The last time she played the Avion Championship, I caddied for her in the Pro-Am. That was after she announced that she was going to retire that year. She said, you know, you've walked a lot of holes with me. Why don't you caddy around for me? So I did that on the course. As soon as her caddy heard her say that, Terry McNamara, who was her caddy for about a decade, said, I know just the course where you should do it. So he picked Avion because it's straight up the side of a mountain. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. How heavy was the bag?
It's heavy. that's about 45 pounds. Yeah.
Whoa, yes. Okay, and then picking the clubs and getting everything right. Man.
Oh, no, I made her caddy. I told Terry, I said, I know how seriously Annika takes golf. So I said to Terry, I'm going to carry the bag, but you're carrying the yardage book. You're walking with us, too, because Annika doesn't play any rounds of giggle golf. Well, she might with her kids now, but back then, she was always working. So I told Terry, you're carrying the yardage book, and you're giving her the numbers.
Yes, you know, that is so cool. That's so perfect. And I was just thinking, I mean, Annika, when she said, I don't remember golf being this hard.
it wasn't for her.
It was such a perfect statement, you know. First time playing, what, in 12 years?
Yeah, last time she played was November 2008. And you know, when Annika played, I was going back and checking some numbers. In her career, she made, I think, 308 starts and made the cut 299 times. So she missed like 9 cuts in her career, I remember, again, her caddy, Terry McNamara, after Annika retired, he started caddying for another player. And the first tournament I'm at, his player misses the cut.
Oh.
And I said, Terry, this is pretty new for you. He said, first time I've had the weekend off in 7 years.
but that record she has is better than Tiger's. On missed cuts.
Oh, you know, one of the things that got lost, they had, Tiger and Annika had, I met Tiger in 95, I met Annika in 96. Their careers were parallel. They really, Annika retired in 2008. 2008 was really the end of the golden age, the Tiger era. That was when he got the 14th of his 15th majors. And I always felt that Annika got lost in his shadow a lot. What she was achieving was so remarkable. I mean, she dominated her tour more than Tiger dominated his tour, and I'm not sure people are aware of that.
Wow.
2001 through 2006, that 6-year span, Annika played 124 tournaments and won 46 of them.
Wow.
46 of 124 tournaments and 8 major championships in a 6-year period.
That's truly
dominating.
Yeah, that's dominating. It's remarkable, and she's remarkable that after all these years of not playing competitive on the LPGA, where, you know, it gets down to brass tacks, she made the cut. And she made the cut after one of the rules officials made a mistake.
Yeah, she probably was. She was cost at least one, probably two strokes on that hole. And you know, Annika is one of the few players that I've known who actually has gone to USGA rules school. So she knows the rules, and I'm pretty sure she knew that she was going to get relief there. But then she said afterwards, she said, "You know, I've been gone almost 13 years. I'm not sure if I'm up on the rules. If I know what, you know," she thought maybe it had been changed. But she knew the situation, and she knew she was entitled to open the. What she wanted to do was open the gate and the fence, and so she could make a swing. And she was told she couldn't, and then later they realized that she could.
Yeah, the rules official made the mistake, and the USGA said, regarding the ruling given to Annika Sorenstam on the fifth hole during the first round of the 2021 Gainbridge LPGA, the official on scene linked the word integral to the gate meant that it could not be moved. This was an error.
You can't move the fence, but you can open the gate.
Yes.
You know? So,
this was an error under the definition of the immovable obstruction in the rules of golf, and the gate is considered movable if proven to be unlocked and therefore could have been moved to allow the player to hit the shot. Exactly what she wanted to do. She wanted to open the gate. Now, of course, the rules official said he didn't know if he could live with himself after this, and he was very upset. He apologized, and she said to him, please, please, don't feel that way. I appreciate what you're saying. And he says, I won't make that mistake again. Well, I won't hit there anymore, she said. I mean, her sense of humor and grace is truly amazing. It's just wonderful. And I couldn't help but wonder, could she have called another rules official over?
Well, she probably could, but again, at that point, I think that what she was thinking is, I've been gone for 12 years. I haven't been keeping up. Maybe the rule was changed. I don't know. So she went. You know, for the sake of expediency, she went with what he ruled and took the penalty. I was texting with somebody who works for the LPGA yesterday, and I'm watching the leaderboard, and Annika made the cut right on the number. And I'm saying, and I know who that rules official is. He's a great, great, great person. And I was texting with this person, and I said, you know, right now, there's nobody rooting for the cut number not to change more than that guy right there. he would have hated to have Annika miss the cut by one stroke, and that be it.
Yes.
And, you know, her reaction to that, that's another similarity between Annika Sorenstam and Tiger Woods. I never, ever heard either of them blame anything other than themselves for the outcome. They never blamed the course setup, an official, an opponent. They always just said, well, I didn't get it done today, you know, or that's the way it is. They're both very much aware that part of the brilliance of golf, part of what makes golf such an incredible sport, is that whimsy and luck and just happenstance play such a big role in it.
Yeah, yeah, the bounce, you know.
Yep. The bounce, yep.
The lie, the whatever, you know, it's all there. You have no control over that. You can control how you hit the ball, hopefully, at that level, certainly. We're going to talk about Tiger Woods and exactly what's going on with Tiger, well, as much as we know what's going on with Tiger. But I just want to, since we're at the Gainbridge LPGA, Lydia Ko, after 3 years, she's at the top of the leaderboard. She is swinging freely for the first time. She looks so comfortable.
Well, she's playing on her home course, so I think that that's a big relaxation factor for her. Now, this is going to be a big weekend for her because she has, over the last couple years, teased us. You know, she's gotten into position on Sunday where she's had a chance to win and hasn't been able to get the horse in the barn. And I think it's going to happen. I think she's going to get back in the winner's circle. And I think when she does get back in the winner's circle, there'll be more wins to come after that. But she's sort of in that position right now where, there's golf, and then there's golf, there's tournament golf, and then there's Sunday tournament golf.
Mm-hmm.
And she's right now got to figure out the Sunday thing.
Yeah, she's, you know, I mean, Nelly Korda's one stroke back. Ryan O'Toole is there. Inji Chun, the 2016 Evian Championship, 21 under. She won Ashley Buhai, Patty Tavananakit, and Chella Choi, also T5. Brooke Henderson is right there. Sophie Popoff, Marissa Steen. And Gabriella Ruffles at T35, she turned professional, giving up her senior year at USC. Does that make sense? After just one more year, you could have your degree and then turn?
Well, you know, I think she was striking while the iron is hot. She'd won the U.S. Amateur 2 years ago, then was runner-up in the U.S. Women's Amateur. And she's probably in a situation where she had some opportunity for endorsement money right there I might as well go get it now. And I don't know in the back of her mind if she's thinking that she'd ever go back and finish up. I'm a big fan of finishing school. I think it, you know, when Maria Fassi and Jennifer Kupcho both went 4 years of college, I thought that was a good message to send to other players out there, that you can learn a whole lot more playing college golf now, both the men and the women, than you could even 10 years ago, 15 years ago. College golf's gotten so much. The courses are tougher. The competition's better. It's an intense level out there.
Yeah, it's
but
a feeder tour.
I think she decided to strike while the fire was hot.
I get it. And it's like a feeder tour already. You know, it's
yep.
you got college golf, and then you go into Symetra Tour, or you go to, I go back to web.com. What is the name of the?
Corn Ferry.
Thank you so much. Yeah, Corn Ferry Tour. And then you work your way in. Some just go just to the PGA. Look at Colin Morikawa, you know, bam, bam. He's just right in.
Some go to Europe now, too, both the men and the women. They go to the European Tour or the ladies' European Tour and cut their teeth over there and learn how to compete and win.
Just like Brooks Koepka. That's where he did it.
Yep.
And I thought, that is such a smart thing to do. What a smart guy.
Peter Uihlein went over together. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Tiger Woods. Man, my whole being just was in shock. So much went through my mind when I heard about the collision that he, or the losing control of his automobile, it rolling down the hillside. He's trapped in there. They've got to get him out. His legs initially, now it's just one leg, just one leg. The damage done to that one leg, and we haven't even discussed what it's done to his back. I mean, any kind of impact, what it does to the spine, it just ripples right through. I thought to myself, well, we had the comeback. I mean, we should be rejoicing, but it's never enough when it comes to Tiger. We always want more. There's always hope that he's going to dig out another one, you know? And all you could do is think of, God, I hope he's alive. You know, I hope he gets well. I hope he can play with his kids.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was, that's the first thought right there. I mean, the good news is, this may very well be career ending, but it wasn't life ending. You know, I mean, he's and we don't know yet what sort of mobility he's going to have. The fact that they moved him to Cedars-Sinai, which Cedars-Sinai is in Los Angeles, is one of the best hospitals in the world. I'm very familiar with it. They saved the life of both my daughter and my granddaughter there. It's a remarkable hospital. And the fact that they moved Tiger there said to me that there's more procedures to come. You know, I think he's got more surgeries ahead of him. I don't think he's done with that yet. And then there's a whole lot of other dangers that just happened as he goes through this recovery process. And I think it's going to be very, very long time, weeks, maybe months, before they are able to give us a prognosis as to the full extent of the recovery that he can have. And as you said, he's had four surgeries to his left knee, five surgeries to his back. So he's got other parts of his body that are damaged, and we don't really know how they came through all this.
Yeah, and they won't know because first they have to work on his legs. And, I mean, Dr. Anish Mahajan said that Tiger Woods sustained multiple open fractures to his lower right leg in the accident. He had a rod placed in his tibia, screws and pins inserted in his foot and ankle during emergency surgery. His left leg suffered the comminuted open fractures, and that's the tibia and the fibula. So both a big bone, weight-bearing one, and the small bone, and the bones, of course, breaking in multiple places. It could be two places. It could be 100 places. The bone pierced the skin, of course. To facilitate healing in the proper way, the rod was put in to the tibia. And, of course, they've also put in the plates and screws on the fibula. And the biggest concern is the nerves, the arteries, and the muscles around those bones. I mean, you can heal the bones, but what happens to the nerves? That's huge. I mean, the nerve pain and arteries feeding the muscles and all the other parts. We just have to pray. His right foot and ankle suffered fractures, stabilized with screws and pins. There's one other thing I want to pick up, that the fasciotectomy or I'm not going to pronounce this right, but it's the fascia that is a very little known part of our organ it is a organ. And it's a very large one. It's like a second skin. And it wraps around all of our inside. It keeps everything together. Our skin doesn't keep us together. The fascia keeps us together. And they had to open up that very delicate fascia to relieve the swelling that was going on. So it's a huge, huge undertaking to get him back to health. And I know what you just said about Cedars-Sinai made me feel so much better.
Well, it's going to be, you know, a lot of people have been comparing this to Ben Hogan's car crash in 1949. And Hogan came back and played a year later, won the U.S. Open 16 months later, and won six of the first nine majors he played after the car crash. But there's a bunch of big differences between the two. One thing, Ben Hogan was 9 years younger than Tiger Woods at the time of the car crash, and Hogan didn't have all the other injuries to his body the way Tiger did. So it's a whole, even though Tiger is benefiting from medicine that's way more advanced than it was in 1949 when Hogan had this, the fact is they're in different stages in their life in terms of age and different stages in their life in terms of the condition of their body and how much it had been battered up. I have no medical scientific evidence to back this up. I think we would be very lucky if we could see Tiger Woods play golf again on the senior tour when he turns 50 years old.
Yeah, very lucky. But one way or another, Tiger Woods is going to be a major part of the world of golf, regardless.
You know, Danielle, this is fascinating to me, and I think it's one of the reasons why this hit everybody as hard as it hit it. When the scandal happened in Tiger's life a decade ago, and I thought that he at that point had relinquished his opportunity to become an elder statesman in the game, you know, to become Jack and Gary and Arnold and be that guy who into their 70s, into their 80s, is on the first tee at Augusta. And I thought that Tiger had let that all slip away. But the reclamation progress he's been involved in over the last 2 or 3 years, since that horrible mugshot from 2017 when he was found asleep at the wheel behind a running car at 3 a.m, you know, in my mind, that mugshot might have saved his life because it changed. He admitted that he had had a little issues with painkillers at the time. He put that all behind him. He got past that, became much more of a family man. The stuff of him playing the father-son with Charlie touched everybody's heart. The original Tiger Woods was easy to be in awe of. This one's easier to like. And I think that's why everybody was just starting to really warm up to Tiger as a person, as a human being, and not as a superstar, but as a human being when this happened. And that made it even harder, I think, to see.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you so much for being on the show. And that's a fasciotomy, by the way. Going inside the fascia.
Good for you. I can't say it.
Oh, it's always good talking to you. Thank you for taking us inside on so many different levels. Pleasure hearing your voice.
Thanks for having me on, Danielle. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Hot list time. Yes, the Golf Digest hot list. They managed to pull it off. And we've got Mike Johnson, Golf Digest Senior Equipment Editor, on the horn with us to talk about the hot list. And one feature that I just really like. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale, the month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
What do spalling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. Stopped the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction 864-9520 now. What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate that must have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates. It's easy to do. Email Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Mike Johnson, Golf Digest Senior Equipment Editor, Hot List Team Member. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, it's great to be with you, although following my former co-worker and good friend Ron Syrak is more than a little intimidating.
you, congratulations on your 25 years at Golf Digest.
Thank you so much. It is, I can honestly say that has been one of the great thrills of my life. I can't believe it's been 25 years. Yesterday was the 25th anniversary, and a lot of great people, a lot of great places I've gone to, a lot of interesting stories. It's been a great ride, and we're going to keep it going a while longer.
Yeah, I love what you said when you said every day is a great day to go to work. You know,
it really is. And I credit my coworkers for that. They're not only talented, they're just a great, fun group of people to be around.
How long has Golf Digest been doing the Hot List?
This is our 18th year. So somehow we were able to get it done in a pandemic. We were determined to do that. We owed it to our readers. It's one of the most popular things we do, one of the most read things we do, and 18 years strong.
18 years. And all right. Speaking of, you know, the pandemic, and how did you pull it off? Because you had to bring people together, your testers, just regular folks from all walks of life coming together to hit balls days on end with clubs, social distance. What did you do?
Yeah, the Hot List Summit meeting and a pandemic really don't go very well together because, as you say, it's getting people actually together. And I think it was probably mid-June that we realized, you know, going away somewhere wasn't going to be viable. Normally we're out in the Southwest, Vegas area, Phoenix area, somewhere that we can really guarantee good weather. And the like. And we fly people in literally not only from all over the country, but, you know, we have a couple of Canadian panelists as well. And again, that simply wasn't going to happen. So how do we maintain the integrity of the process and still get it done within parameters, not only that made common sense, but quite frankly, you know, that our company had set forth for safety? We reached out to TPC River Highlands, site of the Travelers Championship, and they were very willing to host us the first week in November. Now, the first week in November in Connecticut is a bit of a crapshoot in weather, and we had heaters and all sorts of contingency plans, and somehow the gods smiled on us with 3 days of 70-degree weather, no wind, you know, people in shorts. In many ways, it was actually more idyllic than being out in the desert where it could actually get a little hot. And we did our academic meetings by Zoom, our retailer meetings by Zoom. For the player panelists, they were all local. They commuted to and from River Highlands each day instead of staying in a hotel. Everyone had COVID tests prior. We had temperature checks each day. We set everyone else up, you know, not only 6 feet apart, but really mostly 10 to 12 feet apart, instead of taking their comments personally, they would talk them into their phone and send it to us by email or the Notes app. So it really was an exercise in adapting to the circumstance.
That's great. It's amazing what we can do when we want to accomplish something. I mean, like humankind, we can pull off miracles if we would just get together.
Yeah, this wasn't quite going to the moon, but it felt like
it. Yeah, I bet. So one feature, is this new or have I just missed it? I mean, how the hot list, build your own bag?
Yeah, we started that last year, but we improved upon it as we tried to do every year. We like to say we're a lot like the equipment manufacturers. Each year we're trying to get better at what we do. And I think the Build Your Own Bag Interactive is a really neat tool. The one question we always get asked is, what should I buy? And we're usually loath to answer that question because I haven't seen you swing. I don't know what your likes and dislikes are. I don't know what your threshold for payment is. You know, will you pay $1,500 for a set of irons or will you not? So what we've done in each of our categories, from drivers right through fairways, hybrids, irons, putters, wedges, is come up with a series of three questions. And if you answer them, it'll narrow your search down to two, three, four possibilities. And then you can kind of take it from there. And I think that's the spirit of a hot list, which is we're not trying to be a definitive go buy this. What we're trying to say is do some research. If you read through the pages and you look at, you know, kind of what we've said, something's going to resonate with you. And instead of 14 drivers, you're going to get it down to three. And that's a manageable number to go test and hopefully get fitted for.
Yeah. Okay. So hot list, build your own bag. This is Golf Digest. Which of the 137 medal winning clubs on Golf Digest's 2021 hot list are right for you? So you take this interactive quiz to find out. And one of the questions is, I care most about my driver's performance on my best hits or my miss hits. So you choose one of those two answers. I want my driver to be higher with more carry or lower with more roll. So you choose one of those two. And I need a driver to counter my slice. Yes or no? So after you choose your answers, you get the recommended club. Now, this is done for each club, as Mike said, the hot list, and it includes the putters, just like he said. So I did the putters, okay, because with putting, I'm pretty comfortable with my putter, and I know what I want in a putter.
Mm-hmm.
After answering the questions, the putter recommended for me, the first choice was the Bettinardi. And I have been using a Bettinardi putter for over 20 years.
Well, that makes me feel good that we're on the mark on at least one of them.
No, it was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. So, you know, and I look at all these drivers, and I got to tell you, Mike, I am having a real problem understanding some of the things that our wonderful equipment guys have come up with. Okay? The Callaway Epic Max and the Max LS Speed, that's you know, this is a gold, and that's kind of understandable, sort of. You know, the LS throws me a little bit. But when I get down to the PXG 0811X Pronto or the 0811X Plus Pronto, it's like, what does 0811 stand for?
Well, they're just naming conventions. I mean, it's really no different than Pro V1X or ZX7 or Sim2 or, you know, it's really interesting, Danielle. And talking with people at equipment companies over the years, believe it or not, one of the most difficult things that they have to do is find a name for their product because so many names have been trademarked over the years that it gets really difficult. So in a lot of instances, what they'll end up doing is when they're in the creation stage, each project has a code name. And sometimes the code name will just simply end up becoming the actual name. Or they'll go to numbers that have a certain meaning, you know, to an individual or the like. But it's really pretty much about what they can get through. And the number convention seems to be easier these days.
Okay, so the Cobra Rad Speed, another gold winner, XBXD. What does the XBXD stand for? Anything in particular, or can we just like forget about it?
No, they're playing characteristics, obviously. I mean, the XD is their draw version. So a lot of these have a draw version or a lower spin version. You know, like you said, the Callaway Epic Max LS. LS is for low spin. You know, Ping G425 Max is their most forgiving driver. The G425 LST is their low spin driver. The G425 SFT is slice fighting technology. So when you have a different driver within the family, it's really you're trying to address a specific playing characteristic that someone has or a flaw that they're trying to mask a little bit better. You know, through adjustability, can you turn a standard driver into a draw driver? Sure. But if you're really fighting a slice, maybe that's the only thing you care about helping yourself with. So you go to a draw driver, a Launcher HB Turbo Draw from Cleveland, or a Sim 2 Max D from TaylorMade. All those are, you know, slice fighting drivers.
I love it. That's, you know, the thing about the driver is the adjustability. Do you recommend, let's say it's a high handicapper, would you just have, say, listen, just go to your fitter, have them set it for you, and check in with them in 6 months if you've been practicing?
Absolutely. You hit it right on the head. I mean, that for me, as someone who covers equipment, would be the home run of recommendations. I don't care what your handicap level is. I'm so tired of hearing people say, I'm not good enough to get fit. That's like someone who's maybe got a few extra pounds saying, I shouldn't get fit for my pants because I have a few extra pounds. No. You know, the bottom line is it almost matters more because you don't have the talent to overcome the shortcoming. So your equipment, if it is properly fit, can help you. And then you hit on the real important thing, which is just because you've adjusted a driver, been fit to a driver, or irons, whatever it may be, it doesn't mean that your game and your swing is not going to evolve over time. It absolutely is going to evolve over time. So it's always good, if you're starting to see ball flight that maybe doesn't look familiar to you, that's a good time to go get a checkup and see if the club you've been fit to 6 months ago is still good enough. And if it's not, odds are you don't need a new club. You just need a simple turn of a wrench.
Excellent. So the gold drivers, Callaway's Epic, Cobra's Rad Speed, Mizuno's STZ and STX, PXG 0811, the series, Ping G425, the variety there, Schrixon X, ZX7 and ZX5, the TaylorMade Sim and all of the varieties there, and the Titleist and their varieties. They all got the gold, and it's very close to silver. I mean, how many points are between the gold and the silver?
Well, it can be as little as 0.02 of a point. It's usually not quite that close. The line is usually a little more drawn. I think what I like to get across about the silver product, because everyone kind of says, well, aren't those just first loser? And the answer is absolutely not. What silver products are, in a nutshell, are really good products that we at Golf Digest feel there is a definitive audience for it, but that audience may not be quite as broad as, you know, the gold medal product. You look at the three Callaway drivers, they can that got gold. They can address a wide, vast array of player types. Callaway Big Bertha B21 is silver, but you know what? If you're a slower swinger, if you have trouble getting the ball up in the air, and if you're looking to get the ball not to go as far right, if you're a right-hander, you know, if not slice as much, that is a killer driver and would fit incredibly well for you. And the same holds true for the Cleveland, the Hanma, the 0211 from PXG, the Torreds, and the Wilson. There are audiences that would benefit from those drivers without question.
Excellent. We're going to take a break and come back and talk about the woods. We'll have about 7 minutes. But for me, the wood is one of the hardest club to hit. I don't know. Not sure why. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. We're talking with Mike Johnson, Golf Digest, Hot List, and that's the topic after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Want more customers?
Renovating high-rises, whatever your trade.
Fill your restaurants, buy your cars, use your realty company, buy insurance, air-condition their offices. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have quality listeners like yourself. We have ad packages that start at a few hundred dollars. Email your contact info to rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
That's rick@radiogolfclub.com.
Our listeners are consumers, too.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
If you'd like to go and find out how to find Hot List, Golf Digest's Hot List, all you do is put in Hot List, and your search engine will find it at golfdigest.com. So golfdigest.com will get you straight to your Hot List 2021. And now we're talking about woods, and we're talking with Golf Digest Senior Equipment Editor and Hot List team member, Mike Johnson. Woods. The challenge with designing fairway woods and hybrids is balancing the need for driver-like speed and forgiveness with the ability to cut through turf and land shots on the green as easily as seven irons. You know, the seven iron, Mike, is my favorite club. I go to it whenever I'm not sure. It just works. But my woods, yeah, maybe I have the wrong wood.
Well, you're not alone in that. And I think whether you're an everyday player or you're an accomplished tour star, the fairway wood is one of the most difficult clubs to get in your bag. And then, you know, once you find one you like, get it out of your bag. The PGA Tour is full of players who've had fairway woods in their bag for a number of years. I mean, Henrik Stenson had his three wood for nearly a decade because he just, you know, finding a good one is so difficult. But I think designers are doing things now to help with that. And, you know, for example, in hybrids, going to hybrids, a lot of companies now make hybrids that go even up to the 8-iron. So if you're really struggling, you know, forget the 4-iron or even the 5-iron, but if you're struggling with your 6 or your 7, you can replace that with a hybrid that's going to be a lot more forgiving and probably a little easier to get up in the air for you. In fairway woods, you know, they're driving the lofts up. You get one like the Callaway Big Bertha B21. The reason that's gold and the driver is silver is the driver, as I said earlier, was for kind of a very specific player type. Every single player can benefit from that B21 fairway wood. It's 16 degrees aloft, where most three woods are 15 or so, so it's got a little extra loft to get it up in the air. It's just easy to launch. I mean, that's what you're trying to do. I think hitting a ball off the turf with a fairway wood is one of the most intimidating shots everyday golfers face, and designers are trying to mitigate the problems by making them easier to hit, come with sole designs that get through the turf, because we all know we're prone to kind of hit down on it and make sure we don't top the ball. So we're making strides. It's not perfect yet, but we're making strides.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to, under you know, as your summation here, I was reading from Golf Digest's explanation about woods and what the engineering goals are. Just as drivers are moving away from the idea of one-size-fits-all, many of our top picks have included multiple versions, adjustable hosels, a vast lineup of lofts. That's perfect. And so the
absolutely. If you look at the Cobra Rad Speed entry, for example, they have four different fairway woods, each designed for a specific player. You know, the standard model, it kind of is geared to the wheelhouse of the vast majority of players. Then they have a tour model for someone who likes to look at a little smaller club head, you know, maybe a little better player, wants a little something a little more compact. The big tour, which can be used almost like a second driver for those who like to fairway wood off the tee. And then the draw, which, again, helps those who are fighting the slice. So what you find in fairway woods and even hybrids and to an extent irons, is driver technology trickles down into those. So you're getting, you know, faces that are really fast now to give you driver-like ball speed, but they're doing it in a smaller package.
So Callaway has two clubs, woods in the gold. Cobra has the three versions of the Rad Speed. PXG has two. Ping has two or three. Schrixon. Then TaylorMade has a whole lot. So I just like to, first of all, look at the difference between the PXG 0211 and the PXG 0341 X Pronto. What's the difference between those two?
Yeah, the 0211 is designed with a little more attention paid to the sole design and the weighting of the club. It's probably a tad easier club for everyday players to hit. The 0341X Proto is probably geared toward a little more accomplished player. And by that, I don't mean, you know, you have to be a 2. But if you're 12 or lower, the shape of that club might appeal to you a little bit better. And if you're a little bit north of that, the 0211. Again, these companies are trying to land in a sweet spot where they have something that will appeal to everyone. And to do that, sometimes you need a little wider breadth of offering.
Wow. It's really exciting to see. On the one hand, you know, I don't really want the ball to go 500 yards. And that seems to be where we're going. You know, eventually, I kind of want to rein things in a little bit. So there's some finesse to the game, some savvy to the game. That's what I like, you know, watching a really amazing shot being pulled off. On the other hand, I really appreciate all the work that's being done to create different clubs for people who aren't that good, you know, and all these different varieties shows us that that's absolutely what's being done. To have everybody has an entree into the game based on what their needs are. It's amazing.
Without question, and certainly I don't think you or I are in danger of cracking that 500-yard barrier anytime soon. And I get into some pretty spirited discussions. I think anyone who watches a PGA Tour event, you know, for any length of period, you see the shot tracer. These guys can still work the ball if they need to, and it is there. But, you know, they are the best athletes in the world when it comes to the sport of golf, and And it is a sport. It's not a game. It's a sport. Yeah. And in sport, especially professional sport, physical prowess is rewarded. And it's not the sole determinant of success, but it's a pretty handy tool to have in your bag if you're Dustin Johnson or Bryson DeChambeau.
You know, someday, Mike, I want to see a group of the top players in the world play with the clubs that Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus were playing with some 30 years ago. You know, it would just be interesting.
I think it would be, too. I think the interesting part would be if you could manufacture some golf balls that were similar to the day. Davis Love III tried to hit a blade one iron of that vintage into the green on the 18th from the plaque where Nicklaus had done it. And he couldn't do it. And what he realized was today's golf ball spun so much less than the golf ball Nicklaus played with that he couldn't get enough spin to keep the ball in the air to do it. So they're trade-offs.
Yes. Gotcha. Mike Johnson, thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure as always, Danielle.
Thank
Take care.
Thank you. You too. Mike Johnson is Golf Digest Senior Equipment Editor, Hot List team member. You can find the Hot List at golfdigest.com. We're going to come back. Bart Folk, CEO of Pitch Fix, is with us. And he's got this fabulous aqua brush that, I mean, really clean your irons. Sometimes I feel like I'm using a toothbrush. This has got, you know, you can actually put your weight into it. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
What do spalling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. Stopped the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction 864-9520 now.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome into the clubhouse, Bart Folk CEO Pitch Fix. And today we're going to be featuring some really great products. Pitch Fix USA is the global market leader in divot tools and other golf products. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bart.
Good morning, Danielle, and thank you for having me on your great show.
Oh, you're so welcome. I can't tell you, we're going to be giving away. So we want people to start calling in because we have an Aqua Brush and we have the Pitch Fix Fusion 2.5 to give to the lucky winner today. And the number is 808-545-1111. 545-1111. Let's start off with the Aqua Brush. Are you still there?
Yeah, sorry, Daniel, I'm still here. Yeah, Aqua Brush is the latest product of Pitch Fix, and 2 years back, we were starting to think about, playing a lot of golf myself, and so do our colleagues. And, it's very important to clean your club face after a shot, so the next shot will be better. And we ourselves couldn't find a small device that you can put in your pocket that does the job really well. And and the one thing we were actually missing is that, you can moisten your club head when you forgot to clean your club head right after the shot, and the dirt dries out, and it's very difficult with most of the club brushes out there to get it clean. So that's where the idea for Aqua Brush with the water spray came from.
It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful because you can actually put, your weight into it, because with those little toothbrush thingies, you couldn't, there was no sense of I've got this tool in my grip and I can actually work it, it's a small portable device, brush and water reservoir used to clean the club head grooves and golf balls. And it's great. And you just press the button on top of the Aqua Brush, spray of water shoots out and onto the club face or the ball. And then you just use a towel or the cloth to wipe the equipment clean. It cleans those club head grooves that are so essential. Even if you have no idea which groove you're hitting when you use a club, and most of us don't, but some people actually do, right? Bart, you have a great swing. I love the photo that I have on my website, radiogolfclub.com, of you. That's a great swing.
Oh, thank you.
How long have you been playing?
I've been, this year is the fourth year I'm playing again. And before that, I didn't play for a period of 15 years because I was, building my business and also building my family and flying around, so I didn't have time to play.
Yes.
And then every year when we visit Orlando in January for the PGA show, we always try to get a couple of rounds in. And 4 years back, the virus got me again, and I joined the club here at home, and now I try to play 2-3 times a week.
Well, I'm glad that you're getting out on the golf course because it's definitely safe to be on the golf course. You were listening to Mike Johnson from Golf Digest, right? Well, the Pitch Fix Fusion 2.5 has been named the best divot repair tool by Golf Digest's Editor's Choice Awards 3 consecutive years running. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. And it's, we're very happy. It's unbelievable that we, because this is the, I think in the, it's the sixth consecutive award we win for one of our divot tool models. And we're very happy with that. Yeah.
And the divot tool that you, it's like a switchblade kind of divot tool. It also has a place for your ball mark. So, whichever your ball mark is. And you could make get the Pitch Fix Fusion 2.5, and then you could have custom ball marks made so that you could give them to friends or business acquaintances, or put them in a swag bag for one of your tournaments that you're hosting. That it's a perfect perfect gift. It's really, really good. And this Editor's Choice of Awards, of course, is it makes it fabulous. So tell us about the retractable teardrop pin system.
Yeah, we were, well, PitchFix as a company, we've been around since 2004, and we made the first Switchblade tool back in the end of 2004 by combining a traditional differ tool and a Switchblade Audi car key, actually. We were playing with both on the kitchen table and said, wow, this is a great idea. So that's how the Switchblade came to life. And as a company, we try to develop and manufacture tools for golf players that they use on and around the green. And, well, until like 4 years ago, we have always been putting a traditional fork with the two prongs in every different tool we manufacture. But out in the field, you see that, you know, 8 out of 10 players use the traditional tool in the wrong way. So instead of actually repairing the pitch mark they made, they do more damage to the green because they use that tool in the wrong way. So we started thinking, how can we come up with something that is idiot-proof and it will work every time people use it? And then we tried, like, you know, we've tried like maybe 20 different shapes and sizes of prongs and pins, and in the end we came up with this teardrop shape at the end of the prongs, which you just put into the middle of the ball mark, and you lift it up, and the traction of the two teardrop shaped pins, they will exactly put the soil and root structure back in place.
That's perfect. That's perfect, because a lot of people don't understand what they're actually doing. You're so right. So among the features offered in the Fusion 2.5 are ABS rubberized handle for soft touch and grip, removable 1-inch ball marker, built-in pencil sharpener specifically designed for those small diameter golf pencils and broken tees, and 14 color options. They're beautiful, and you can see it all at pitchfixusa.com. And I understand it's going to be out in the retail markets. I imagine it is already, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Available. Yeah, it's available in about like 10,000-12,000 golf shops throughout the United States. Dick's Sporting Goods and other big retailers—they all carry the product. Yes,
it's great. It's great. I want to at some point talk about something that I'm not really familiar with, but it sounds like it's a really great tool. The Align Me Marker Alignment Tool.
Yeah, that's another product that we came up with when we started to see more, you know, low handicappers and professional players putting a line on their golf ball to align with the putting line that they want to take. And we thought, well, we should make an easy, always available tool where it's easy for people to put that line on their golf ball. So it's a little device that you clip on your golf bag. You put a golf ball in it, you press it in, it will stop exactly in the middle of the ball, and there's an integrated pencil in the tool to draw a half a circle on your golf ball with black ink.
That's great. And then, of course, for businesses, for golf courses, you also have the item that you put inside the cup so that you don't have to reach too deep in?
Yeah, that product is called the Pick Cup. When the new rules of golf came into effect in January 2019 and people were allowed to make their putt with the flag stick still in the hole, more and more people started to do that. And then when they retrieved their ball from the hole, they would go in with their hands between the flag stick and the edge of the hole, or even worse, a lot of people do it with their putter. And what we saw happening is that more and more people were damaging the edges of the hole during the day. And, you know, the players coming behind them, they don't like that. So we came up with this pick-up idea. And it's a cup, a plastic cup with soft outside rubber edges that with a little adapter that you can mount on the existing flag stick. And the adapter is built in a way that it fits all existing sizes flag sticks out there. and you put the cup over the top of the flagstick and mount it to the adapter, and you've got a beautiful device to lift up the flagstick and retrieve your ball from the hole.
Excellent.
And then came COVID, and suddenly we were not allowed to touch the flagstick anymore. And, we were so lucky that, you know, if you just install the adapter that holds the cup just an inch and a half higher on the flagstick, very easy to create a shallow hole where people can collect their ball without touching anything.
Fabulous. Bart Folk, CEO, Pitch Fix. You can find all of these things at pitchfixusa.com. And I want to congratulate Mike of Honolulu, our ninth caller. He's going to get the Pitch Fix 2.5 and the Aqua Brush. And Mike, you're going to love them. Absolutely. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you very much, Danielle. Thank you.
Absolutely. How's the weather in Amsterdam?
Cold but beautiful, and actually I'm sitting at the window at the back of the house and see the super moon coming, so it's beautiful.
You're so lucky. Thank you so much for being with us. It's a pleasure. Aloha.
Thank you, Danielle. Aloha.
We're going to come back. Mark Rolfing's in the house right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Golf Club tip number 25. Play for fun. Life's too short. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale, the month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects. Have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
Want more customers?
Renovating high-rises, whatever your trade.
Fill your restaurants, buy your cars, use your realty company, buy insurance, air-condition their offices.
Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have quality listeners like yourself. We have ad packages that start at a few hundred dollars. Email your contact info to rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
That's rick@radiogolfclub.com.
Our listeners are consumers, too.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Oh, yay. Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator, Golf Channel, NBC Sports. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, thank you, Danielle. Good morning out there. I got to give you a little shout out. We just finished our morning Golf Central show here in Connecticut, and Randall Chambly said to me, "Hey, Rolf, you want to go to lunch with me and Eamon Lynch?" And I said, "I'd love to, but I'm having lunch with Danielle Tucker out in Hawaii." And he said, "Danielle, love that gal. Give her my best."
Oh, that's so wonderful. Thank you so much. You're great. We've got a couple of incredible tournaments going on. Lydia Ko on the one hand, LPGA, showing her thing. Well, let's hope, you know, that everything works, that her stuff sticks with her through Sunday. That's what I'm worried about. And Brooks Koepka seems completely in charge. Of course, I've been locked up in the studio, so I have no idea how he's doing in the third round. I know he did really well in the two first rounds. And then Tiger Woods. Let's start with Tiger. Your reaction when you first heard that he was involved in a collision?
I was pretty much physically sick to my stomach. Hit me pretty hard. And I had just landed in Connecticut, and there was messages on my phone to go put on my coat and tie and get over to the studio right away. You know, it was just amazing to me when I started seeing pictures of the automobile and the aftermath of the crash. It was amazing to me that he was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's my overwhelming thought now. You know, there's been so much talk about whether or not he's going to play competitive golf again, and when he can play again, and how's it going to affect him. To me, you know, we shouldn't even be talking about that. That's pretty inappropriate, actually, right now. It's going to be a long, long road for Tiger Woods. And I just hope, you know, we give him a little space here so that he can recover.
Yeah. He's got so much to deal with, these new injuries. Goodness knows what that, you know, overturning of the automobile, the collision, the impact on the front end, the shock to his spine. We don't know anything. And I think it's a lot of people have always wanted more from Tiger. He gave us this fabulous comeback, and he gave us another championship at a major win. You know, he did everything everybody said he's never going to do it again, except for everybody wanted him to. Everybody wants him.
Yeah, you're right, Daniel. You're spot on there. But I want more from Tiger, but I don't want more from Tiger on the golf course. I want it off the golf course, because I really believe that Tiger has written his legacy on the course. It's not going to change. It was the greatest comeback in sports history, as far as I'm concerned, and there's nothing else that he could do on the golf course that would change his legacy. Where his legacy is not written is off the golf course. You know, it's partially written, I suppose, and frankly, a lot of it is not real good, not real positive. And I think now he's going to have a chance to really reflect during this time of healing, and I think that he could use the second half of his life and make a difference like his dad told us he was going to off the golf course. And I really think he could write a good legacy, and that's what I hope he focuses on.
Yeah, what did Earl Woods say about Tiger?
He said something that, like, Tiger is going to have more of an impact on the human race than any person that's ever walked the face of the earth, including Gandhi and people like that, you know, that he was going to have a big impact. And yes, he's had an impact. But the impact of playing great golf and championship golf is not nearly the kind of impact that Tiger could have if he were to, let's say, take a stand with young people about, you know, the dangers of opioids and drugs and things like that. I just think he could really be influential and make a much bigger difference than he has on the golf course.
Yes, absolutely. 'Cause, and he can shine. Oh, look what he's done in education, his foundation alone. What he that was the beginning, the seed, the start, and then with his kids coming up, you know, he's getting even more in touch with children and what needs to be done to grow our kids into strong leaders, because we need a lot of strong leadership going forward with the planet. it's a great thing to think about what he can do after this, after he recovers, and after he gets through it. And we just have to send out a whole lot of positive healing energy, prayers, love, and, you know, and criticizing and all that stuff. And hoping for something that's, we'll just take it one day at a time. That's the way we got to do it.
So, there you go. And you know what? If his last competitive round ever was one with his 11-year-old son, Charlie, How bad would that be? That to me would not be a bad thing at all. It might be a really cool thing.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you. And I heard you say that on Hawaii News Now, KHNL, when you were on the air the day, was it the day it happened? I mean, those 2 days together, the day after it happened, the day it happened in the morning in Hawaii. I was like, what? Don't know. You know, not another injury. He can't take another injury. This, and then there you were. And what you and Mark were talking about, Mark, was terrific. And I really appreciated that, to hear you being there.
Thank you.
Yeah. So let's go to the WGC. And I want to ask you a question. Do you think the WGCs are going to have the stature that they've had when Tiger was playing and winning all the time?
No. And part of that is due to Tiger. There's a lot of things that aren't going to be the same without Tiger. He changed everything about the game, you know, at all levels of the game, from grassroots, you know, to WGCs. But I don't think they will. You know, they still have a place in the game. You and I have talked about this before. I think there will be a world tour someday, maybe in the next 10 years. They might not call it a world tour, but there'll be an organized series of events around the world, and WGCs will have a role in it. I'll tell you what I think has diminished the WGCs a little bit, Danielle, is the FedEx Cup. The WGC started before the FedEx Cup, and when the FedEx Cup started, you know, it wasn't that big a deal, and everybody was criticizing the point system, and nobody really cared, and it was just a big money grab and all this stuff, and now the FedEx Cup has become quite important, and I think in a way has overshadowed and maybe reduced the stature of the WGCs.
I agree with you. Absolutely. I agree with you. And some people criticize the no-cut aspect of it, that it's a money grab. I mean, you guys have talked about it on Golf Central a lot, and there's some merit to that. You know, in a way, the match play aspect of it, although it has its detractors because you don't want to lose a Brooks Koepka or Dustin Johnson from the mix, and in the day it was Tiger Woods. You didn't want him to fall out. And because then nobody would watch on television. But the fact that there is more at stake, that made the match play more somehow compelling, but it didn't give us the audience on television. So we'll just...
Yeah, you know, the thing that's got me going now about the World Golf Championships is this whole World Golf ranking system, and you've been probably seeing it all on Twitter, and I kind of started a firestorm yesterday when I launched into the World Golf Rankings, but it happened because Randall and I were looking at some of the players in this field at the concession, and there were guys that we didn't even know who they were. There's a guy named Brad Kennedy. I said, who is Brad Kennedy? How did he get in this field? And he got in. He's an Australian. He came from Australia and finished in the top three of the Order of Merit there or something. But the problem with that is once you get into these WGCs and there's no cut, now you start making automatic money and you start getting world ranking points. And Brad Kennedy got into this event because he got world ranking points in events where players were being paid appearance fees, which artificially gives greater stature to those events and more points. And I kind of don't like that. And if you look at even the players coming from Japan, to me that tour has too many world ranking points assigned to it. None of the Japanese players that have ever come to America have really upheld their world ranking except for Matsuyama. And I think that's partially because those events are overrated from a ranking standpoint because they pay appearance money to a few guys to play in them.
Yes. That is such a good point, and I hadn't even thought about that. I didn't see Mr. Kennedy, you know?
I haven't seen him either, yeah. But I saw his score. It's not very good.
Well, yeah, but as you said, the most important thing is, A, he's going to make money, and, you know, every golfer struggles, but B, it's those ranking points, and that's, it's not, the word isn't fair. But it's not appropriate for somebody to get a whole bunch of points just based on having played in this event if they were earning a lot of points in fields that weren't as competitive as the PGA Tour, the European Tour, the tours where you really have to work it.
Really, you're right. And if you take a look, Danielle, at what is happening, the tour that's getting hurt the most is the U.S. The fields in the last month, if you look at a field in San Diego, in Phoenix, and in Pebble Beach, Pebble Beach had their worst field in history. And they were opposite events in the Middle East that were being paid appearance money. So the Middle Eastern events paid two or three top players to jack up their world ranking points. So you were actually going to get as many world ranking points if you played in Saudi Arabia as you did if you played in Phoenix. And finishing 20th in the Phoenix Open is way harder than it is to finish 20th in the Saudi Arabia International. Yeah. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is.
Yes. And no, don't apologize.
A lot of guys are going and playing in those European events because of the world ranking of points.
Yeah, and plus they're making $3 million.
Either pay the appearance money or don't give the point, but you can't do both.
Agreed. But where are you going to go with this? I mean, who makes
a... No. I've heard from a lot of people, though. There's a lot of chatter going on about it.
Who makes the rules? Where can we go? Who we're going to talk to?
Who is they?
Who is they? Exactly. Brooks Koepka. Good to see. I mean, he looks like he's, like, completely healed.
Yeah, he hasn't teed off yet. I'm actually watching him warm up on the range right now on TV. So no sign of how he's going to play today. He expected a little bit of wind down there, but it's really not blowing down there right now. He looks good to me. And, he has admitted this week that he was pretty scared, that the injuries were worse than he thought. That he was questioning whether or not his game was going to come back.
Yep.
But I kind of have always liked Koepka when he plays with a little chip on his shoulder. You know, when he felt like he was getting ignored by the media after
yes.
winning all those majors. He plays best when his back is up against the wall, I think.
Yeah, he does. Absolutely. And you guys are not paying attention to me. I'm not going. Well, sometimes I wondered myself, why isn't Koepka going into the media center? Why isn't he talking? What about Billy Horschel? Billy Horschel, I loved what you said. I heard you this morning. You were talking about, most people don't bet on Billy Horschel to win.
Yeah, who's ever picked him to win a tournament? I've never heard it once in my career.
Yeah, right. Yeah, here he is tied for second. With Cameron Smith and Colin Morikawa. Colin Morikawa should have been worried. He really had a slump, didn't he? And then Matt Wolf withdrew, shot an 83. I don't know which way to go. There's so much going on tours.
Yeah, there is. I didn't like Wolf withdrawing. I really think there was a lot he could have accomplished. Now, maybe he was hurt. He gave no reason for the withdrawal, but I'm sure he was hurting from his 83 that he shot.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think he could have accomplished a lot over 54 holes and worked on his game and gotten ready, but he decided not to play anymore. I got to tell you, I am totally intrigued by this LPGA. I thought Annika making the cut was a fabulous story.
Yes.
Tremendous performance by her, and I'm a big Lydia Ko fan, and I felt really bad for her during this slump that she's been in. It reminded me a lot of Michelle Wee. There's a lot of parallels between those two players, including their instructor David Ledbetter for a number of years, and I really am rooting hard for Lydia to come all the way back here this weekend.
Yeah, well, she's right at the top. She's swinging beautifully. She looks fantastic. The question a lot of people ask is, will she come through on Sunday? And
that's going to be the big thing. I remember telling Michelle Wee, maybe 6 or 7 years ago, we were talking about her game, and she was in the doldrums a little bit and was feeling bad about how she was playing. And I said, I would recommend going back and putting a tape in of the Sony Open when you were 13 years old or 14 years old and when you were playing out there. And I just want you to watch yourself and look at the joy you were getting from the game. Look at the smiles. Look at the way you walk, the strides, the big steps, the not walking slowly with your head down. And you've kind of lost your joy for the game. And I feel like Lydia, and she agreed, and I kind of feel like Lydia is in the same boat. She's a fast walker anyway. You watch her walk around the course in Florida, Lake Nona now. She's just going as fast as she can and got a lot of confidence. And so in order for her to come through tomorrow, I think, Danielle, she's going to have to keep that belief in herself and don't slow down. Don't lose that pep in your step kind of thing. And make sure that no matter what, you're being able to express the joy you get from playing golf again like this.
Yeah, I remember watching her when she was 14. She just, like, walked the course, and she had a smile on her face, and she was, like, totally free, and she won all the time. One final thought, and when you said Tiger, you know, will have an impact at some point, and he has always, he will, whatever he does, but Michelle, when she took on Rudy Giuliani, and that most ridiculous statement, I said, you're not seeing any woman's panties, buddy. There are shorts under that skirt. He's like, I was like so proud of her.
Yeah, I was too. You know, Michelle is typically a fairly shy kind of person, and she doesn't tend to kind of react to situations like that, and I'm really glad she did. I think that's great for her, and again, you know the way I feel about Michelle. I love her to death as a person and known her for so long, but I would like to see her spend a little more time in the announce booth. I think she is so good on TV, and I think she's getting to the point now where she's willing to speak her mind a little more, and I think she would be a great analyst. So I know she wants to play more competitive golf, but I hope she doesn't lose sight of the fact that these are really good jobs, these television jobs, and there aren't many of them.
Yeah, that's true. There aren't. There's not a lot of, you're right. You do have a great job. You know that, Mark Rolfing?
I do, and I wake up every morning and realize that. It just is amazing. When I walked into that studio in Connecticut this week, which is where the Olympics, you know, are broadcast out of, and you know, Sunday, I'm at the Sunday night football desk.
Yes.
I'm at the Football Night in America desk. That's just, are you kidding me? How could that have happened to me?
That's wonderful. Well, you'll have to be on the show again real soon, okay?
You got it. Take care, Daniel.
Thank you, Mark. Okay, let's thank the people who make this wonderful show possible. Sioux Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping, commercial centers, city, state projects. Have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety. Only Sioux delivers COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. Aloha Power Equipment, their moving sale continues until the store is empty. We put power at your fingertips for everything you need to cut up the tree that came down in the wind. It's going to get windier, by the way, tomorrow. Get yourself a Honda mower. Save $50 on the mower and get your $200 extended warranty free and 50% off on the delivery charge. That's Aloha Power Equipment. Hawaii Pain and Spine, Dr. Jonathan Carlson. Hey, you don't want to be in pain, seriously. So get in touch with Hawaii Pain and Spine, 452-1379. Flood, fire, disasters. Call MD Restoration, 528-3434, 24/7, Disaster Restoration Service, Mold Remediation, Flood, Fire, Dirty Water, Cleanup, Carpet Upholstery Cleaning, and their contractors. MD Restoration, 528-3434. And RCM Construction, 30-year leader in Spalling Repairs across Hawaii. Spalling? That's when the concrete or brick separates from the rebar that's holding it all together. You don't want spalling. You want to fix it. It don't get any better. It just gets worse. The number is 864-9520. And beautiful Bay Bayview Golf Course, overlooking Kaneohe Bay, Oahu's best value in golf, plus their double-deck driving range with top tracer at each station. A rejuvenated golf course. That's Bayview. Hey, thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. And you can always hear the show at RadioGolfClub.com. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.